Homesick for Germany? That seemed impossible. And yet, as long as Adam could remember, a pencil drawing of a gaslit street in Dresden had hung in their apartment in New York. Their apartment. The thought of it stoked his nausea, and he cupped his stomach as if that could keep down the horror. Fearing he might throw up, he staggered alongside a high hedge dappled with small white flowers. Were these jasmine? Their cloying perfume didn't help his nausea. When the hedge ended, he saw a wooden sign marked Volunteers. He descended some stepping stones into a sunken quad flanked by two long single-story buildings. Lined with doors and covered in cracking white stucco, the buildings resembled the run-down highway motels in action movies, where criminals and vigilantes always took refuge. Adam had holed up in a number of shabby hotels, but they'd all been in the city, and had at least four shabby floors. In the center of the quad bloomed a solitary tree, its flowers still red in the dimming light. On a picnic table beside the tree, a half-full bottle of gin or vodka stood amid crushed beer cans, its clear liquid catching the moonlight. A glance at the nearest doors, 1 and 9, told him 18 was at the far end of the quad, meaning he would have to pass that bottle. He could do it. He'd made it through an 11-hour flight without accepting one of those cute thimbles of free booze. But then the withdrawal hadn't kicked in yet. Not like now, clawing at the back of his ribs, making him shudder like an old air conditioner. To be safe, he would avoid the bottle by circling behind one of the buildings. He walked around the right-hand building, down the narrow gravel alleyway between its back wall and a 3-foot bank. The rear windows looked into Spartan dorm rooms meant for two, similar to the ones at Lodmore Rehab. A bed and dresser against each side wall, gray wool blankets, a few makeshift decorations pasted to the walls, mostly pages ripped out of magazines. He stopped. In the next window, a young woman stood naked before a full-length mirror. The window had no pane, no bug screen, only the open white blinds striping the scene. Her back was to him, a dark line dividing her round ass cheeks, two dimples at the base of her back, a lovely waist, shoulder-length hair dyed an unnatural Raggedy Ann red. The mirror revealed her front, the V-shaped thatch of brown hair nestled beneath a flat stomach, and her beautiful breasts, sweetly buoyant but with womanly heft, nipples like the flushed cherry blossoms his Zeta took him to see every spring at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. It was surprisingly hard to look away from a naked woman, even when he felt no arousal. And it wasn't only her nakedness that arrested him, but the intensity with which she studied her reflection, her face stern, eyes exacting, like a general evaluating a battle plan. She turned to scrutinize her profile, and her lips pursed in disappointment, anger. She did have something of a schnoz, but that would have only made her more desirable to Adam, if he were able to feel desire. He didn't like perfect, always had a soft spot for nearly perfect. But it had been 2 months since he'd had a hard-on, even longer since he last managed to get himself off in a porno booth on 8th Avenue. When the girl leaned close to the mirror to draw on eyeliner, he managed to tear his eyes away. But as he did, he caught sight of another woman in the room, curled on the bed beside the mirror, a mop of chestnut hair covering her eyes, a brown skirt tucked over her knees. Her mouth moved as if she were endlessly whispering, while her hands fidgeted with... what? A silver crucifix hung off the side of the bed. It was a rosary. She was saying Hail Marys. What a strange picture these two women made together. The naked girl's head jerked toward the window. His heart leaped. Had he made a sound? Could she see him in the darkness beyond the blinds? If he walked, would the gravel's crunch give him away?